The hope and aim of the study is to allow investigators, Veteran Administration investigators and the collaborators, to have access to this database to truly be able to do large-scale genomic-type studies and epidemiological studies on veterans and the diseases that they accrue throughout their life, be it naturally, be it through environmental changes that some of the veterans have unfortunately encountered, but also the different diseases that they do get as they age, and to also look at a short-term view of the different things that veterans unfortunately encountered as well, that is like traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder and the like.
So it sounds like you want to build a big data warehouse with DNA information, disease history, and military history, and people could just slice that in some way to get some research done.
Absolutely. Because what you're really looking at is this. The administration may find key areas that research needs to be done in, but the real, you know, as the things really hit the ground, you need to get individuals that really understand how research should be done at that research level. So you're looking at researchers at the best doing the work that they never really could be able to accrue that information as easily or as readily as through this database.
Alzheimer's and other diseases that might be considered genetic clearly aren't unique to vets. So is this just an opportunity to create a database for research and they are an available pool of genetics, or are you trying to find a connection?
Well, we're trying to find if there are connections, but certainly these are diseases that also elderly veterans do get. So we need to address these points as well, just like any other research entity in the universe, quote unquote, has to. These are our patients, and we do need to find avenues to get better information. There are certainly large groups out in the country and nationally and internationally that are working on fronts like Alzheimer's. However, having the ability to merge medical record data, having the ability to take genomic information, putting it all together along with their lifestyle, and having a continued prospective record, even going retrospectively as well into medical record database of how things have accrued in this person's lifetime, is really the thing that no other group really can provide to the research environment as it is.
So one of the things you mentioned also was traumatic brain injury, but that's not genetic at all.
Well, nobody really knows. It's not the incidence of traumatic brain injury certainly isn't genetic, or probably isn't genetic. But the extent of injury, the rate of recovery, what are other confounding factors that may play into the extent of damage, certainly may be to some extent genetic. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a genetic or are sets of genetic markers that would probably portend if the individual is more able or less able to recover at some time frame. Nobody really knows. I don't think anybody really has that information.
We're speaking with Dr. Ronald Przygodski. He's the Associate Director of Genomic Medicine in the Office of Research and Development at Veterans Affairs. Now, you're going to collect 1 million people's medical information and their DNA. How do you keep all that private so that people can't be identified individually as researchers access this database?
Oh, that is a very key component of the study. We have, to bring to light, we have had a number of surveys done with veterans through the Veteran Service Organizations and in collaboration with the National Human Genome Research Institute and the Genetic Public Policy Center of Johns Hopkins to get an understanding what veterans are willing or worried about with genomic medicine. One of the things that you've clearly elucidated is the ability to keep this information safe and out of harm's way and having information lost into the ether. We are building a platform which is called Genesis, which is Genomic Information Systems for Integrated Sciences. This computing platform will be able to hold on to such medical records, survey data, the understanding of where the samples are and the amounts of sample and the consenting process, the consents themselves, as well as any additional genetic data that is performed and elucidated from the investigators. All that will be held in this environment that really is more of a, I guess in an electronic fashion, a diode. It's a one way in, nothing comes back out. Separated from everything else aside from just input of information. So we would be granting researchers specific access to limited amount of data that they've gone through an institutional review board, and acknowledge that this is viable and possible within the Million Veteran Program, to have these people then come into the system, have access to such data and all the samples that they need under this environment. They can go ahead and perform the research that they need to, and the information has to come back into the Genesis system. They can do the analytic tools. They can bring in any specific toolkits, computer toolkits to do the statistical analyses or whatever else is necessary, and the information stays there.
And what's the timeline?
Well, it's a 5 to 7 year program. And we are recruiting at this point. The latest number that I have is we've got around a little bit over 4,000 individuals actually willing to participate and are either scheduled or coming in. We have truly consented a little bit less than 2,000 of those individuals into the program. But I have to say this is a slow process, but we're actually moving along quite rapidly if you really think about it. It's an important study. Quite dramatically different study than most of studies are done in the world. The veterans are allowing full access to the medical records for the researchers to actually be able to do their work. This is a very forward-thinking approach in getting genomics, medical records, and the healthcare environment put together in a research entity. I think this is a unique opportunity where we once again can ask the veteran of themselves to put and help us yet again, as they've done so many times in conflict and now at home, to help us actually get the best medical care that we can for those that really have given their all.